All right. Welcome, everybody, to another weekly Team REI Vault huddle call. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, 2005. Welcome to the call, and excited to have you. Purpose of the call is really just to answer questions. Use as an opportunity for us to connect, ask whatever question, whether it's related to real estate, something related to Podio, frankly, contracts, a deal that fell through, whatever it is. This is a pretty good forum to do it and ask. We record the calls, and we have everybody muted right now. The easiest thing is if you have a question, just press *5, and that will raise your hand, and Chris and I can unmute you. If we don't have any questions, then we'll most likely unmute the line and open it up. And just until there's no more questions. So with that, Chris, how are you?
I'm actually, it's been a hectic last couple of days. I had a couple of things. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a couple of things that I wanted to share with everybody in that, you know, it's funny because just in terms of deals, you know, every deal sometimes gets killed and resurrected, and then killed again, and then it comes back to life. It's like a real bad horror movie sometimes. And we recently had one with where we sold the house, then it fell through, then we sold it again, and then it happens to be that the last time we sold it and made more money on it than the last two times that we sold it and unsold it. And so, you know, persistence is key sometimes, you know. And I talked to a couple members that have their deals fall through, and you just got to keep on pushing. And then the other thing, two other things I wanted to mention was another deal, which is the one that Steve just got on the contract. You know, we did some mailings into this area that we really don't have a buyer's list, so we just started in there. And I always talk about the importance of, you know, all the wholesalers and piggybacking on their list, at least initially, to get some traction, especially in the new market. So we reached out to this guy and told him about the deal, and literally, this has to show you the power of a good buyer's list. I think Steve got him the deal on Saturday, and then on Friday, and then Saturday he got a call back saying that the guy not only, you know, met with the owner but got it sold, and it should be closing in a week, and he sold it for $16,000, which we'll get $8,000 of that. So a pretty good deal considering that we didn't really have a reach in that area, and we just kind of called somebody and made some money off of that deal. So those are the two things I wanted to mention about the deal side. And I wanted to mention one other thing that's unrelated to deals, but I'm not sure if you wanted to make a comment on that before I make a comment, before I make my last comment.
Nope, go ahead.
The other comment is just that, you know, I've been working, you know, I've been working yesterday and also today, and throughout the week, we're looking to kind of reorganize the materials that we have and in REI Vault, and also kind of the process to make it simple and simplify it. You know, when we first started versus today, there's a lot of things that have changed, a lot of things in the capabilities that we're offering, and it just, you know, as things evolve, as our product and service evolves, and as we become more robust, things change, processes change, and we're looking to make some changes on the back end so that as it's easier for you to find the stuff you need, you have easy access, and eliminate and just update some of the videos and the training materials so that either you or your staff can quickly identify what you need, find it, go through the material, and just kind of streamline that process. And I think that that's an evolving, always something that's always going to be running in the background. You know, we'll as we roll out, just like I said, more capabilities. You just, you know, things change, and so it's just we're always in the mindset of trying to figure out how can we tweak things in both our communication with you guys and also just our training materials. And so with that, I would say that anytime anything is confusing or anytime something just doesn't make sense to you, we love to hear about it because that's input for us. That means if something isn't clear to you, that means that something isn't clear to probably a handful of other people. And knowing about that, help us identify those items so that we can go ahead and correct them and plug in the holes and, you know, and fix or make things better. And then the fourth thing I would tell you is that I am speaking more rapidly than normal because I've had more caffeine than I normally have during the day, Gary, so bear with me.
I'm not going to make any comments. You know, just to summarize real quickly, Chris and I are definitely, we're going to revamp the training materials, especially on Podio. From cradle to grave on these leads, all the way from the time the leads come in, they get processed by VAs. What should you do? How should you process them? The pre-sell, sending out follow-up letters, and then the whole deal piece and tracking your profits. We are very close to being able to have a dashboard report so that daily, weekly, and monthly you get automatic emails on exactly the effectiveness of the campaigns, the profitability, the cost per viable lead, the profit per deal, all of that. And what we're finding is that there's inconsistencies from one REI Vault member to another in terms of how are you processing the leads and what are you clicking on. And we all need to get it standardized. There's definitely a way to do it properly. And so Chris and I are going to completely overhaul the training, and that's going to come out fairly soon, within a couple of weeks, and we are going to recommend that everybody goes through it. It's not going to be a lot. It'll probably be less than 2 hours, but it'll be well worth it. It's also, the way we're building it is to be able to have a staff member as you hire and fire sales acquisition managers, that you'll be able to put them through a very standard, rigorous training process on using the tool. It's important as we grow because we're going to be adding campaigns. There's going to be a lot of new products coming out in the next, we're working on them right now where we will have new marketing campaigns. And it's not just the absentee that we're mailing to, but evictions and divorce and probate and a whole laundry list of other stuff. Make us more money. It's what Chris and I want, and we also know there's a lot of people in the group that are helping us on this. So stay tuned. With that, anything else you want to add, Chris?
That is it, at least for right now.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. The only other thing I'm going to add before we kick it off, I'm seeing there's a few new people in the group. The number one question from people when they first get started with REI Vault is the call notification emails. So I'm not going to go through this in detail on this call, but there is every single time that phone rings, and there's somebody's calling off a postcard, you will always receive an email, a call notification email. It's purely an audit trail. It's just letting you know that people are dialing that phone line. The voicemail leads, the people that actually hit the voicemail system, where they press pound or zero, where they listen to the entire call, those are the emails, or those are the leads that are coming into Podio. Those are the ones that we're all working. So don't be working the system off of the emails that you're receiving. If you get a call notification email, all it is an audit trail just to let you know that the phone is ringing. Work through all of your leads from within Podio. And if that's not clear, then log into REI Vault, into the training system, and go into the Podio training, and the first two videos you'll want to watch because it explains it there. That's pretty much it. Chris, you want to open up to questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. If you have a question, press *5. And otherwise, we will press *5. That will allow us to see that you're raising your hand. *5. I don't see any questions. Maybe a short call. All right, here's one. This is coming from Memphis. 901 area code, you are live. 901-267.
You know who that is?
That is John Robertson.
Yep, it's me. Just one quick thing. It's been several weeks now, but on one of the calls, you told us that you guys were working on some kind of financing. I don't know. It only required like a low credit score of something like 640. It was just like very easy to get, but you never told us anything more about it. Do you have an update about that?
Yeah, Seed Capital, SEEDcapital.com.
Uh-huh.
And it is a 680 credit score.
Okay.
And I have talked to, I'm not using it. Chris is not using it. But I have validated in our mastermind, which is Collective Genius. The Collective Genius,
mm-hmm.
There are a handful of people that have actually gone through it and validated it. It is the real deal. They guarantee, before they've charged you any money, they'll guarantee you at least $50,000. The guy that we actually chatted with about 2 weeks ago, he actually got $100,000 from them. It was zero interest for 12 months. And I think they charge you, once they get you up to 50 grand, they charge you $3,000. It's a large company. They are credit cards. From my understanding, they're unsecured, but with a personal guarantee. But they're at zero percent interest, and the way that these guys operate is they get you the 12 months, and then they're consolidating it, paying it off, and putting you into a new one. That's about as much detail as
I think
know.
The guy ended up getting, like, I think he said four or five credit cards that they all added up to that amount. So it's not like one card that has a big amount of money, but rather it's a combination of a few cards that they combine, give you the credit that you need. And what is the score again, Barry, that you mentioned that they need?
It was 680. So the 680 credit score, the process is pretty easy. They actually help you with a little bit of a business plan. They're business credit cards, and they'll help build up your business score.
That's what I was going to ask about.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because usually if it's a true business credit card, you don't have to sign personal guarantee. It's based off your company's EIN, not your Social Security number.
Yeah.
That they'll work with you to help you establish a business credit, right? But
okay.
It's all
and
personally.
The 3,000 is that up front?
No, it's actually once they get it approved, which is pretty cool. Once they get it approved,
yeah, it is.
And they're going to release the funds to you, is when you. When they charge you for the $3,000,
and I think don't they charge one of the credit cards? Like they actually, do you come out of pocket? I don't remember, or is it just that they just ding one of the cards?
Probably so.
Yeah.
That could be good for like small houses that you can buy. That's probably a cool idea.
Yeah.
I would totally agree with you, except I hate any types of credit. I don't even care at zero interest. Anything with a personal guarantee, I don't like it. So, but that's just me. I've probably been around the block too many times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Good stuff. Anything
else? Gary, I was going to tell you, Gary, you've been around the block way too many times, regardless of what you say about credit.
But you still got to carry a credit card if you travel.
That's not true. I don't carry a credit card. I actually carry if you look at my wallet, I've got debit cards, and I literally have a physical piece of gold. And anyway, that's a separate story. No, I'm a debit card. I don't even carry a credit card.
Oh, yeah, that's
I chopped it up.
Yeah, and I have one Amex card, and I don't use even when I travel, it's all debit. The Amex is just there to, because I can't seem to cut it up.
Yeah, I guess I look at this differently than you do as far as the security. It seems like credit cards are far more secure than debit cards. If you ever have an issue with a debit card, you got to go to the bank, fill out a bunch of stuff, and they're probably going to hassle you. I've heard of friends losing thousands of dollars from scammers overseas with debit cards. But a credit card, you just call –
I will totally 100% challenge that. That is a complete – by the way, the credit cards spend billions of dollars in marketing, and that's one of the total lies. That is a bunch of nonsense. The debit card has the same security 100%. I will fight that tooth and nail all the way to the grave. The credit card has the same coverage. So a lot of people will say, "Oh, well, they can get into my bank account and take my funds." And actually, that's not true. The debit cards have the same exact coverage that a debit card does. Debit card and credit card. So anybody wants to take that offline, I'll give you the documentation for it. Because I had the same issue. But anyway, that's a totally side story. You can tell where I stand on this subject.
Yeah. Okay. We can talk about it offline sometime. Our company does credit card processing, so I disagree with that because I've seen friends lose money and have to battle with banks before with debit cards.
I had about $15,000. I have a Schwab debit card. And I had $15,000 that went through it. This is actually pretty recent. It was about 2 months ago. And I didn't get dinged on a penny of it. Not a penny.
Yeah, but that's through a brokerage company?
No, it's a debit card. I actually have a checking account with Schwab and attached to a debit card. And about $15,000 went through Walmart. But anyway, it's a total... I guess it's just a philosophical issue, too.
Thanks for the information about the seed capital. I appreciate that. I mean, I think that'll definitely help people, especially for all of us who are doing some small deals. I think that's a great source, resource.
Yeah. Awesome. Let me know how it works, John.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else have a question? Star 5. Star 5. You have a question? All right. Here is one. 210. 210. That is. Actually, I took that one. 918, which is Oklahoma.
Hey, Gary.
You are live. Who's this?
Gary, this is Bucky in Oklahoma. How are you?
Hey, Bucky. How are you?
Good. Good. Hey, we're real new, but I had a quick question. I was thinking about the offer package that sent out to properties that you want to market to after you decide you want to make an offer and send that to them.
Right.
Do we offer the ability, if you're getting ready to go out, to meet with the seller to generate that same contract of information in a printable package that you could just print off with a click?
You can. It's not a click of a button. You're going to have to the document is downloadable. You can log into the member site. I think the version that we have is a PDF, so you'll probably need, if you're going to make changes, you're going to need to have Adobe Acrobat Professional. It's probably the easiest thing to make changes, but you can actually download the document and then just change it as you desire.
Okay.
There's a couple of different versions of it as well. I think Chris also has another version. But you can download it and change it and edit it. At some point, we've actually talked about having some sort of PDF editor, but the problem is most people actually, when they change it, they want to customize everything. They want to change the cover page and all that stuff. So you just go ahead and download it, make the changes, and then print it. And then
does that populate like the legal name, address, seller information, things like that?
Yeah, you're going to have to do that. So it's not like there's going to be any auto-population.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's not going to take very long. It's probably about 2 minutes to go ahead and edit it. Chris,
okay.
Do you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, just that exactly that is that, you know, whenever we have a seller that has accepted our offer, you know, and we want to get that out quickly and or we're meeting with them in person, then that's certainly something that we're going to go ahead and do manually. Just because, you know, it's really simple to customize. Once you have it, you just customize it one time for you, and then now you have it on your hard drive. And so whenever you need to go again, then it's a very simple process of you just, you know, making final a couple of changes here or there and then being able to print it out on your side and taking it with you.
Okay.
Good stuff. Any other questions, Bucky?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. There's another one. This is coming in from 210. I think this might be Steve Carlson. 210, you are live.
Yeah, hey, guys. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Steve, hey there. Good to talk to you again. Missed you last week. Couple things. Seedcapital.com. There's also a company called CreditCardBuilders.com. Have you had any experience or communication with those guys? Is that, I listened to some presentation they did last week, and there was, you know, promises of lots of money, lots of credit with a fee of $3,000. So I don't know if anybody's got experience with that or not.
You know, I wonder if some of those might be the same name, because some of these guys, they do a lot of white labeling. You know, so sometimes it's the same program, but you think it's five or six different programs, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's like the same people offering the same thing. They're just going to all the real estate seminars, the gurus, and just kind of giving each of them the same thing, but it looks different, kind of a, you know, different cover on the outside, but the inside's still the same. So it wouldn't surprise me if it's the same thing.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me either. But the real reason that I raised my hand here is that back to your original point that you were making, Gary, about tracking response rates.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't know what my response rates have been this year. And, you know, maybe I should just sit tight for a couple of weeks, but is there a way for me to go into STL and find that out pretty easily by, I think I can find out the number of calls made to a specific phone number, but my challenge is that the ton of the calls that we're getting from to one or two of the phone numbers is these robo-dials. That's an industry-wide problem that you've mentioned many times. So I don't know if there's an easy way to weed those out and find out what my legitimate real number of calls is.
I would sit tight, Steve. I would wait. We're within a couple of weeks, and I'll put, especially if you can just drop an email to drop an email to support and just ask to be on the early list for the dashboard.
Okay.
Just like we did for the text messaging. I have hired a company to help us that's actually building it right now. So what I have is I've got the campaign data in terms of the number of postcards and pieces that have been mailed and the cost. Mm-hmm. We have the call volume and the number of leads that are coming in and how long they're on the call and whether they're unique callers or not. And then I have all the Podio lead data terms and the number of offers that are being sent, the number of contracts that are being mailed. And if you're tracking your deals, meaning you're clicking buttons and saying, hey, I put this under contract and then I made $12,000 or $20,000 on this. We have all the data, and then we're going to be king off of it. So we'll have a dashboard, and there will be emails that will go out. We're going to set up so that emails will go out daily, weekly, and monthly. And then if people want to add the potential login so that they can actually play around with their own dashboards. That's what we're working on. So
nice.
I would wait.
So
it's not a simple process at all. But we're bringing everything. Actually, we're bringing everything into Podio, into a kind of into a place where we can see everything across, you know, the phone system, et cetera. And then, we're tapping into it. So I'd love your feedback, just like we do everything. We're going to get it working for maybe 10 people in the group, and then we'll roll it out to everybody once it's sort of been, you know, all the bugs have been worked out. So that's coming up quickly. That's within, you know, we'll have that kind of online within a couple of weeks.
All right, fantastic. The more I use Podio, the more I like it. And I didn't quite get it early on, but I've been toying with it and tinkering with it, and it's really, really powerful CRM.
Yeah, so, it really is. It really is.
That goes for all of us, because even with us, with me and Gary, it's the more we use it, the more, I think you mentioned to me, Gary, the more you get in there. And Gary's more underneath the hood with his hands dirty and his fingernails all crusty from all the stuff that he breaks inside. But it definitely is a very powerful tool. So I could definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not the under the hood kind of guy, so it's been a bit of a challenge figuring it out. So I'm glad that you guys are working on some stuff, because it's apparently pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Anybody else? *5 if you have a question. *5. And if we don't get any more questions, then we will, like we normally do, just end the call. So *5. I don't see anything, Chris. So any final remarks?
No, just we're working on the training. That's one of my priorities. So, very soon, sooner rather than later, that's going to come down the pipe. And like I said, love input. So anything you guys have to say, whether it be positive or negative, or, hey, something isn't working, or, you know, this could be better, we want to hear about it, because that's the only way that we can make it better for you guys, for us, for everybody involved. And so all that input is always welcomed with open arms. And that would be my final departing comments.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Have a great week, and we will chat with you next Tuesday. Take care.